Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 283. Hi, this is Paul Vogelsang, host of the Not Old Better Show. You've got the right place and the right program. And today's show is in conjunction with my ongoing work with Mary Furlong and Associates. Along with Mary Furlong, I attended the It's Never Too Late Startup Business Pitch Competition at AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons Innovation Labs in Washington, D.C. recently. This was a unique event, an event that features the leading edge startups from across the country. The startups pitch their ideas that will shape the future of how we all age regarding health, wealth, and self-solutions. The AARP Innovation Labs are committed to engaging the best and the brightest startups to identify challenges and solve big issues that impact us all as we age. Of course, the innovation part of the name Innovation Labs has a long history at AARP. AARP was built on innovation and has always worked toward developing solutions that create opportunity and solve problems for people 55 plus in age. It's part of the DNA at AARP. Additionally, AARP has long recognized the longevity economy, the economic opportunity that America's older population represents. And AARP has actively encouraged product developers and marketers to respond to this longevity economy with solutions focused on interests and needs of people age 55 plus. While at the event, I spoke to all the participants, and in today's installment, we're speaking with Loop CEO Brian Gannon. The story of Loop is a cool one. Loop started with a simple problem. Founder and CEO Brian Gannon, who will join us in just a moment from the show floor, wanted to send pictures of his infant son to his dad who lived across the country. Nothing about that seemed easy, so Brian Gannon built the first prototype of a Wi-Fi connected screen and connected it to a homegrown app on his phone. His dad loved it. Soon after, Brian Gannon realized that despite the amazing advances in mobile technology, nobody had designed a great in-home way of experiencing the troves of personal pictures and videos that are created but never viewed. The screen and the software came together as Loop, and it created a new experience for communication in the home. Brian Gannon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Paul.
Yeah, good to talk to you here at the AARP Innovation Labs. What is it that that Loop is doing, and how are you unique in this kind of this space?
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Loop is a private social network for families. Think Facebook for the five people you care about. What's really unique about what we do, though, is not only do we have the app, which you'd expect with sharing pictures and videos through your phone, but we've created a device that we call Loop that resembles a small TV. And we actually did that because we create content and share it through things called channels. Mm-hmm. And if you look at this device,
mm-hmm. We're at your booth right now at the event, and we'll put some pictures up of Wonderful. The device, but it's a beautiful device.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. We put a lot of time into it. And because this is a very considered market, we want to make a considered product. Mm-hmm. And so this channel concept has been quite powerful. If you can see here, we've got a channel knob. Okay. That you literally turn and go back and forth.
That looks easy to use.
It is the easiest product in the world to do. And mm-hmm. one of our taglines is the easiest way to stay connected with your family. Mm-hmm. Now, there's one step further, which is privacy. It's also the most private way of staying connected with your family. And increasingly, we're hearing people drift and get more interested in ways of staying connected that are authentic and private. And we really found a really unique way of doing this.
That must have been almost a foundational element of business. Privacy is such a concern. My audience is going to be interested in, is this data being captured? Is it That's being right. shared elsewhere? How is it being housed and protected?
So tell That's us a great. Little bit about that. Yeah. So one of the advantages.
The launch dudes right there. We're seeing a picture of the launch dudes. I love it. That's
right. And that's classic. And I'll put it onto my home videos because those are really mm-hmm. exciting for at least me. So think about this too, which has been wonderful. Because we sell you a product and hardware, we don't have to sell your data. So not only do we create a better experience by creating this device that you would buy for about $200, mm-hmm. but now we have a healthy relationship. I don't have to sell you ads. I don't have to sell your data. A lot more like the way Apple operates. Mm-hmm. Your stuff is your stuff. So you own all of your content. You own all of your pictures. If you want to pull it off the Loop system and put it someplace else, you simply press a button. But we hopefully make it really easy. You enjoy it, so you want to stay with us.
As you were scrolling through kind of the images there, we saw the launch dudes. That was great. Tell us a little bit about your team, because I'm not a technologist, Brian Gannon, but I do know that, and you mentioned Apple, building hardware and building software is a complicated...
It's so hard.
And the set-top box, this device is gorgeous looking. So obviously you've invested in design.
Yes. So that's a great question leading to my team. So we're based in San Francisco, and the advantage of being in San Francisco is that there's a lot of talent there. My co-founder, Ethan Ballweber, is an incredibly talented designer from RISD and Altitude on the East Coast. And all of this was done in-house. On the software side, my other co-founder, Sital Mistry, used to run Words with Friends.
Okay.
Largest mobile game in the world, right? And so you combine these skills together, and what you come up with, hopefully, is something magical.
Yeah. Well, it looks magical. So, Brian Gannon, is the business plan to be business to consumer, like people like me and my family, or is it, are you selling into, the skilled nursing facilities or the Ericssons of the world?
Right. It's a great question, because certainly the main thrust of the business is to sell direct and make Loop accessible to consumers really easily. Sell online, sell in retail. I've already done some retail, worked out quite well. But increasingly, we've been getting asked, caregiver facilities. These are really interesting to us. Obviously, the point is to connect families. My father was in a caregiving facility recently. And at that point, he was out of the loop. That's where the name came from.
Good to know.
How do we pull people in the loop?
How's your dad doing?
Unfortunately, he passed away a few weeks ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Coming up to October 31st, my father passed away last October 31st.
I'm sorry to hear that.
These are tough things, and tough things for families to kind of go through. This kind of a device allows us to communicate within a family, which is so vital in that caregiving.
That's exactly right. And in fact, I mean, obviously, we didn't plan that in advance, but being able to drop the loop in, and actually, he wasn't able to do much, but you don't have to do much, just sit back and enjoy. And you could see the smiles on the faces and the connection. And then as you're posting stuff with your phone, daily little moments are getting there.
We'll get some screen images of the phone app, too, so that we can show that to our audience. But I know you're very busy. We certainly appreciate your time, Brian Gannon. Last question for you. What is it that you hope to accomplish here at the AARP Innovation Labs Day?
Yeah. One, it's really just getting exposure to more people about what we're trying to do. We found that AARP community and what we're trying to accomplish, there's a lot of common ground. And we're looking, years ago, we just had a concept. Now we've got a real product. And now we're trying to evangelize it and find the people that really care about what we're doing. And it does seem like the AARP community cares about what we're doing.
Well, good luck. I hope this comes about. I can just see immediately that this would be the kind of thing that in my family, we'd love to have access to this kind of. I live here on the East Coast. My mom lives out in Modesto, California.
That's it, by us.
Yep.
And that's the classic use case. I live here, mom lives there.
Yep.
Loop connects us.
Yep. Thank you very
Wonderful.
Much.
Thanks,
Good
Paul.
To talk to you, Brian.
Same here.
Thanks for joining me and Mary Furlong and Associates for our recap of the recent AARP Innovation Labs It's Never Too Late to Startup Business Pitch Competition. Stay tuned for the rest of our series, during which we interview each of the participants, including event winner, Embodied Lab CEO, Carrie Shaw. Check out each one. These are some cool new startups focused on aging. Thanks, everybody.